Okay, so first of all, so over here in the bottom of the Gemara, it's Machlokes. But Ma'arava Masnu. Ma'arava has a different version of the Machlokes of Yochanan and Rav. Rav Amar Yesh Leid Leivarim, Rav Yochanan Amar Ein Leid Leivarim. Might be Nayu, Ikamenayu Lemesa Miyat Evish Bifnim. Rashi says that this is a new version of the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rashi learns Yesh Leid Leivarim, Evish Yotza Reha Evir Kiyola, Desu Loi Mahanya Leichazara. Ein leido mahanya lechazara. Rashi learns, and the Rishonim learn up Rashi, that really in Rav there is no machloikas. In Rabbi Yochanan there is no difference between the two lashonis. The point of either way, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Eivra Yoytze is mutter b'chazara, and the ikar machloikas between the two lashonis is in Rav. According to the first lashon, the ikar issa of the Eivra Yoytze is basa basa the treifa, and it's also when it's chayzer. And according to the second Lashon, Rav is Mechadosh, a concept of Leida Leivarim, which makes that not just the Eivra Yoytze is Aser, but if Roiva, the Eivra is Yoytze, the Miyot HaNishar is also Aser, because that a Torah is Leida to it. The Rishonim ask a question on Rashi, that if you're going to tell me that in Rabbi Yochanan, the main other Shem, the Yukim, but the kasha they have in the sugya is that according to Rashi, if you're going to say that according to this lashon, also Rabbi Yochanan holds like he held before that chazara works to be matir the Eivra Yoytze. So what was the Gemara's shaila afterwards? That the Gemara asks that Yiboylu ledivrei Omer ain leida, which is Rabbi Yochanan leivarm hoytzi over its yad vechzira vechazav hoytzi yad vechzira atchishlim lerubai mau. How could he have the shaila according to Rabbi Yochanan lechayra? According to Rabbi Yochanan, every time he comes back in, it was bevatal the yitziah. So lechayra, who cares? It went out and came back in. Every time he came back in, it was still bevatal the yitziah. So the saying that Rabbi Yochanan in this lashon still holds that the Eivra Yoytze is mutter when it comes back in is lechayra very shver. As I frak the Rishonim on Rashi, I want to maybe understand a teretz to Rashi and what the yisod of the machloek is between Rashi and the Rishonim is legabe the teretz to this question. Now, there's different ways to say the Shittas Rashi. Mazver a little bit that like this, that Rashi, what it would seem from Rashi is that according to Rashi, in this Lashon, what the Iker change of the Gemara is that in order to say that the Eivor is Aser, you need a Teres Leida to it. And the Leida, you need a Teres Leida to say that the Eivor is Aser Bechlal. You could say from Rashi's Mashma that the Iker Machloikes between Leida and Ein Leida is Hagufa if Chazar is Moil. Rashi says, "Memar yish leida leivarim ever shiatz arei ever kila desuloi mahani lechazara." Rashi's emphasizing that, and ein leida means mahani lechazara. Means the machlokes is it moil chazara or not moil chazara? I know this. Well, and the Meiri says this beferish. Meiri quotes. He goes with the Rishonim, but before he brings the Rishonim, he brings Rashi's pshat. That really, there's no machlokes that when the Gemara asks my binayu, it's what's between the first lashon and the second lashon. And the Meiri, when he quotes Rashi, he says, "Alpha b'shegdoyle harabonim rat," which is Rashi Pirshu Yeshle deivarim Ratzolaymar she'ein chazar asam ma'elas ulabir chanan ein leida v'chazeres v'chazar asam ma'elas v'hihi amachlok zari shayim. So the ikur tait of the machlokes is that Rav holds that Chazar doesn't work because it's Yesh Leida, and Memela Nafkamina will be the Miyat Eiver, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Chazar is Moil. So why would it? What's Rashi saying that in this Lashon, in order to say that the Chazar doesn't work, you need Leida? What is this concept? What does this mean? The Rashi is saying that in this Lashon we're Mechadish, a brand new idea, that in order to say that you can't be chayzer, you need leida. Why does that? What's Rashi saying with that? Now, lemaisa pashup shat in leida, is the Leda means that once there's a Teres Leda, then the Yolud becomes separate from the Moilid. In other words, the idea of Leda is that it's a separation of the, it's no longer dependent on the mother. It's a separate concept, it's a separate Metzius than the mother. That's what Leda means. So Shaila, is that what Leda Levar means also? I want to see, what does Leda Levar mean? So, Lemaisa, Rashi in the Hemshecha Gemara says that the Shaila of the Gemara, if Hoitzi Uber Ba Yoda Ba Zara works or not, whatever all the complications in that Gemara, but Rashi says it's going to Mandar Megesh Leda Levarim, Vlo Mahani Chazara, Mi Mahani Lechoyma, Dulal Mash Lahavi Abasa Basada. So, first of all, Rashi is a little complicated because what's he mixing in Basa Basada with Leda? It sounds like that in order to, there's a relationship between the two, that in order to be considered Basa Basada, the Yesh Leda makes it Basa Basada. They're intertwined. The Isser, if you have Yesh Leda, is Basa Basada. And Mamela, if he has Mechitzis, then it's not going to be Basa Basada, and that's going to be Mavato, then we don't see Leda either. L'chor, Tosfos says Beferish, that if L'chor, if it's Hoitzi Roishai, which is also Leda, the Mechitzis of the Azar won't help. So, if the Mechitzis of Zara doesn't help, why? Because there's a Leda. Once there's a Leda, we're not coming out to the Mechitzis. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah, Mechitzis, no Mechitzis. There's a Teres Leda over here. So, Memela, if once it's born, and it's Hoitzi Roishai, that Leda doesn't, that there's a Teres Leda, that the Mechitzis won't help, then L'chor for the Evarim, it should be the same thing. If there's a Leda on Evarim, and we're going Yesh Leda, so what do I care that it's Mechitzis? It's the same, the Uber, just like the Leda Saroish makes that the Uber is Yolud, and the Mechitzis don't work. And the concept being, it's not about you're out of the Mechitzis, you're in the Mechitzis. You're a separate entity than the mother. That's what Leda is. So the L'chor, if there's a Leda Levarim, then the Aver becomes separated from its moilid, so then what would it help that it's like the mechitzas? Naniach that it works. Yeah, Azara is mechitzas, whatever the lumdis is. And it's not possible, but l'chor you have leida. So, l'chor that's that Tzarech Ian, how does the mechitzas help to bavorn the concept of yesh leida? So, now, and like I said, Bechlal, why would, so that's a sugya shver, and also how would Basa Basada, why would Rashi need the Isser of Basa Basada to Aser the Aver if there's a Leda? L'chara, once there's a Leda's Haroish, you don't need any more Basa Basada. So, L'chara, if there is a Leda, L'chara, you don't need Basa Basada anymore to explain the Isser on the Aver. That's not the Isser. You could check that itself. So like this. The whole idea over here that let's go back to the previous Lashon of the Gemara, that once it's Chal, the Isser, Basa, Basad, the Trefa, it's not Moel Chazara. So what does that mean? It's not Moel Chazara. So the Gemara says it's Ketrefa, it's not Moel Chazara. What does it mean, Ketrefa? So let's look at Trefa for a second. The Rishonim Shpar, Beidr Din, from this Gemara, the Ra'ab, the Ramban, and in Il Trefas, they bring this up multiple times, and it's very Nidigadig Din. In Trefas, there's a certain Mitzias that sometimes, if you cut something in one place, it's at the end of the Perek by Tzumas Agidin, if you cut the leg, and the bottom, it's a trefa. If you cut it further up, it's not a trefa. That's the mitzias. The maka, the teres maka that's chal to the animal, when you cut it lower, makes it a trefa. If you would have cut it higher, it wouldn't make it a trefa. So, the Rishonim talk about, from this Gemara, you see that if you cut it lower and it's chal that it's a trefa, then you cut it higher, it remains as a trefa. And it's mavur from other Rishonim that there's two separate halachas. One halacha is that normally is you can't fix a trefas. You can't make a trefas go away. If you sew it up, a surgery, you can't make a trefus go away. It's still going to die. It's still trefus. Over here, it sounds like you did take away the trefus. You took away but it's still usser because it's chal on it, Hashem trefa, even though right now it doesn't have the siba to be a trefa. but it's the same trefa is shchal on it. So what the Gemara is saying over here is, it's the same thing with basa basada, that once it was chal, that makaymoy of this thing was basada, even if it goes back into the mother, it's still called basada. It means the etzem yesoid of the whole idea here is that this by leaving the mechitzas, it was kaveya, that its place is outside the mechitzas, it's not inside the mechitzas. And once it's kaveya, that its place is there, it can't come back in. Once it's in, it's still considered that its makom is out. It has a shame of a yoytze, it has a shame of being out, even though technically it's in, just like a treifa technically is no longer a treif, but it has a shame of a treifa. So the yisoid is not just on like a nesra, like a yavamazika nesra. The idea is that it's still chal on it now, the shem that it had before. It's still considered makayim is outside. So the whole idea here is that it has to be that your kiveya, it's placed to be outside. And l'chara over here is the difference between the two lashonis. In the first lashon, Rav held that alone, that it's called a treifa, is telling me that it can't. Its place is outside. And Mamela, that alone tells me that once this place is outside Basada, it's no longer going to be considered inside even if it comes back in. It's still called Basada. In the second Lashon, we need more to be able to don that its place is outside. It doesn't have a separate Mokim. Why? Because it's Nigra Achar the Uber. Really, it's Mokimah is where the Uber is. The Uber is inside, and this is just one Aver of the Uber. It should be considered inside also. It's not considered that it was kaveya, it's makom outside with just a yitzia ba'alma. What? Right. What, in the second lesson also?
Yeah.
Right. Maybe you need Baba Him for that. Yeah, But the etzem makomoy of the behema, the etzem makomoy of the aver, the etzem is always going to be neither an inside. It's not enough that it left and it went and it's called a treifa to be called that its makom is outside. So what happens is a chiddush called leid leivarim. Like we said before, in Rashi's not understanding, leid leivarim means, leid leivarim doesn't mean that now it's a separate entity than the mother, like a leida sa'uber. That's not what we're saying. It's not a separate entity than the mother, like a leida does. It's separate enough that it could be nidoin as having a separate makom than the rest of the uber. It's not separating itself from the mother at all, really. It's being nidoin that it can have a separate, it's a place independently. We could judge it in and of itself. Where is the makom of this aver? Where is the makom of this aver? Is the makom of this aver inside, like the uber, or could it, there's a leida to an aver, meaning to say that the aver could have a makom which is separate than the uber, and it's not nigra with the uber necessarily. That's all we're saying. We're only talking about where is the makom of the aver. We're not talking about a real teres leida, legabi real leida. It's not being born. You can't be separated from the mother when you're still you're part of an animal that's inside. There's no leida on an uber. It's only yesh leida is the way to do what we were accomplishing in the first lashon. In the first lashon, we were trying to say that chazara doesn't help because its makom is outside. So Rashi over here in the second lashon, we're just calling it leida to say the same thing we were saying before, that chazara doesn't help. Chazara doesn't help because it has a makom which is separate than the rest of the uber, and its makom is outside. So, and that's why Rashi said, "Lishna basa dinaka lashon leida." We're using a lashon of leida to describe this yitzia. That's how we're giving it a makom outside, but it's not a whole teres leida to it.
Why can't I refer back to
it's not just Osir because it was Osir once. It's still outside. That's what I'm saying. It's not. That's what I'm saying. It's Osir because it's Osir. It's like stays Osir forever. I'm not saying it stays Osir forever. It's still called Bachutz. That's what we're saying. It has a shame trait. It went back in, but its Mokum is Bachutz. It's Kaveya, it's Mokum outside, and Mimela, it's Ketrefa forever. No, I'm saying Nesra means is that the Halacha Dika Nafkamina being outside remains forever. Once it's outside, it stays. You can't, there's no Hechsher, you can't be Toivel. You can't go ahead and do Hagala on the, you can't Kasher it. I'm saying, it's more than that. It's the etzem siba, why it became usher, is still with it. It's still, we look at it like it's still the chutz. That's what we're learning now from trefa. That the shame trefa is still on it, even though technically the maka left. No, but it still, we look at it like a trefa. So once we look at it like it's still bachutz, that's the point.
Why can't it be an usher?
What? Huh?
Why can't it be like an usher? It's like it has a trefa.
I mean, I'm saying that's not what it is over there either.
Well, where do you know?
What?
I'm sure it's in there.
No. Yeah, well. Okay, we could down on that. I don't know why trefa would be like that. That's why. Is every issa like that? Who had it? Okay. The idea is that the chazar is not moil to put it back into the mother. It's still nidoin as its bachutz, which is why, and that's what Rashi's saying, that over here what you need to generate this idea of being bachutz is yesh leida. So you need an idea of leida to be considered outside. You can't just be considered outside because you're outside. Now, so what is Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold to this whole thing. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Isser is, we're not being kaveh anu makom. The Isser is that you left your mechitzas. So that's why when you come back in, you're back in. You never kaveh yourself outside, really, that you had a new makom. So the whole Isser is that you basically left, you're outside. You're outside your mechitzas. But once you come back in, you're in your mechitzas. So you don't need a whole fancy thing, because in Rav, you need much more to become awesome, because you have to be nidoin as you're establishing a whole new place for yourself. If you're establishing a whole new place for yourself, you lose that when you come back in. But according to Rav Yochanan, you never have to establish a new place for yourself. Temporarily, you're out of the mechitzas, you're aser. And maybe if you come back in, it's mutter. And both assurances are the same. He doesn't have leida, and he doesn't need anything fancy, because he has the isser without that. So, now, according to what we're saying, the only way to be considered bachutz is with the Torah's leida. So the Olam was wondering, what's going to be the din of if a miyat aver came out? I don't know what the din is while it's out. Let's say while it's out, it's babim. But let's say a miyat aver went out and came back in. So it will be the halacha of the miyat aver, because it doesn't have a taras leida to it. So if it doesn't have a taras leida to it, out to leida's aver, so l'chayra, it should come out from Rashi that it will be mutter. Which could be the halacha. The Sach says it that. Even the miyat that went out, according to this lashon. According to the second lashon of Marava, that you need a leida to aser the chazara. No, because you need a leida's aver, means you need roiv aver. Otherwise, it's nigra aschar the roiv that's inside still. So there's no taras leida on that.
Give that. The Gemara could have said that. That's a much bigger
Nafkamina.
Well,
but Miyat Aver?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's so common.
No, it's not. The whole discussion up till now has been.
Right. So, this halacha that Tzlach says is halacha. The Tzlach says this halacha is true in Rav. Then, in the second lashon of Rav, the Miyat Aver that comes back in. So, the Olam had a pretty good question.
What does it do with the Rashi on the Sabbath test? What does the Sabbath
Rosh that connected
to
No, because to become Basar Basada, you need a Leda. So that's what I'm saying. To become Basar Basada, that's why Rashi needs Basar Basada. Thank you for reminding me to get back to that. That's why Rashi needs Basar Basada to Aser, the Aver that goes out. I to Leida, you don't need Basar Basada for Yitzias HaRosh. The answer is, it's not a Leida, it's not separate really. But we need the Leida, Taras Leida of Aver is a way to look at Aver separately, that it has its own Makom. So you need a Taras Leida Levarm. Once it's Leida Levarm, then it can become Basar Basada. But if you had a miyat aver that never became basa basada, the miyat aver that went out comes back and will be mutter. So Elam had a pretty good question. If that's true, so what does Rashi do with the exact cost of makom chatach? Because if the roiv aver went out, then even the miyat is also. And if miyat of the aver went out and it goes back and then even the miyat is mutter. So what does it negir the isra makom chatach? Right, so Teres is very posh. The case of makom chatach is if the whole aver went out.
No, because it's in it. It doesn't have to be by the Pesach, it's
not
a din. The Taruvus is by the connection of the whole.
Right. Oh, wait, okay. So I was saying the whole Aver went out. Okay, same thing. Right. It's Negea to when the whole on the whole Aver, the connection of the whole Aver to the body. That's what the Avid Din of Makom Chatach is. Same thing. Okay. So this is the idea of Rashi. Now I want to bring a smach to this. Kavaldik a smach to this. The Lavush, the Tefuah Shor in Sivkatan Beis brings a Lavush. I mean, Lavush says it, but yeah, I wouldn't have seen Lavush. But the Tvashur brings the Lavush that says that Yotza Arosh is Aser because of Basa Basada Trefa Lo Sachet. So, first of all, why you need that? Why do you need that for? Okay, I'm not answering that. But Tfrekt the Tvashur, Alam de Shakasha, so he says, okay, he doesn't just ask, it's Shver. He says, it will come out that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that Basa Basada, if you have Basa Basada, you could be Chayzer. So it means according to the Lavush, according to Bi'urchan, he argues on the Mishnah. Because that means that if the whole Isra Yatsa Arosh is a Leida, but the Leida requires Basa Basada, so then it will come out that according to Birchin, that if you're Chayzer, you matir Basa Basada, so Mela Chazar on the Roish should also help. And the Mishnah says the Chazar on the Roish doesn't help. So Mela, how could the Lavush say that the Isra of Yitzias Arosh is not Basa Basada? According to Birchinon, the Isra Basa Basada is it goes away when you're Chayzer. And according to him, it should come out that even according to Birchin, the latest Harosh should be able to become mutter if you're Chayzer. So they frak the Tvua Shar on the Lavosh. So the new Gadim is Miyashiv, the Lavosh. And he says like this. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, the hissing, the imkain, Rabbi Yochanan, damar, eva atzmei mutter, unless they drosh to the bus of Asada to ask a Chazara, he would argue on this thing. So he says, Elatam, so what does the Lavosh say? The reason, the pshat, why if Yotza Roish is Aser, is because the Leida Sulei Shaykh Klal Chazar. That once it's Yolud, it's not Shaykh to the aim. It's nothing to do with Basa Basada. So Zok the Prima Gadim, Yesh Li Asher. Really, Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you become a real fighter, he says the Ikar reason, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's also when it's outside is Altsba Behema. That's what he says in his Cheshbon. And he says, really, Rabbi Yochanan holds a Basa Basada. He holds a Basa Basada. And he holds that once you become Basa Basada, you can't have Chazara. But he says, you only become Basa Basada with a Taras Leida. Yeah, so Mamela, Rabbi Yochanan would agree that if there's a Leida on the Rosh, then you can't come back in, because then you're Taka Basa Basada. He just holds that with the Ein Leida Leivarim, so each Eva doesn't have a Taras Basa Basada yet. That's how he says. Now, why do you need it? He doesn't explain why you need it.
The Tfoshar understood that. The Tfoshar is asking, because if you come out of the Basada, that means you're not understanding it as your own. That's the stira.
Okay, now, he's understanding, he's saying that, right, I understand, but he's saying that that there's an idea over here that we don't see that a Bechla, I thought that you could be, and Rabbi Yochanan made it different, that you are, you see, straight from a Savara from this Prima Gadim, the way he's explaining, is that you need a Taras Leida to be considered to be outside. We don't see you Basada yet. So even though the Tvor Shor, he's saying it in the Tvor Shor, Gabi Leidas HaRosh, so I'm saying, Gabi Leidas Leivarim, that's Rav using Leida Leivarim. Leida Leivarim is just a way to say, oh, there's a Taras Leida, so you have a separate Makam, so you're called by that you're Basada. Oh.
Okay, it's so this, real, this it's just a Leida linear Basada.
Yeah, it's not a Leida that.
You are starting to all these Machairis.
Where?
Yeah, how does it
work? Umar is asking, I want the Kedish of Leida. It's right, you already know from a bunch of places.
Oh, you mean Lavosh? I'm not answering Lavosh. I'm not explaining Lavosh. I'm taking the Svara of the Prima Gadim to explain Leida Leivarim according to Rashi, that type of idea. Okay? Now, let's get to the. This is what we want to say in Rashi, that it's really like the Rosh Yosef is saying, like the Prima Gadim is saying, the whole sugya of Leida Leivarim in Rashi is just to be kaveh where your makam is. And by the way, I think this is very stark mduik in Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom also learns like Rashi, that my binah is between the two lashonis. Now, he learns like Rashi in the sugya. And then he says, when he says Leida Leivarim, he says, Leida Leivarim, Kleimar, Leida Chashuva, Ve'evar Yoitze, also Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Leida Leivarim, Ve'loi Chashuv Yoitze. Meaning, it's not yoytze until you have a taras leida. V'loy chashav yoytze. So he's learning like Rashi, and he's saying that's the idea. Without a taras leida, you're not called yoytze. Now, what? Right. I'm saying that the miut is going to be mutter when it comes in. That's what Slach says. Yeah. Okay. So, because it doesn't have a lady even like Rav, because it's only me and Aver, yeah. Okay. So now, okay, we still have to be Miyashiv, Rashi from the Rishonim's Kasha. And what is the machlokes between the Rishonim and Rashi? Lagabe, the Gemara that says, if you have Aver went out, comes back in, and Aver went out, comes back in, until it hit Roiv, is that good or not? So for this, I'm going to start to a Gemara Viter. It's on my own tushtal, the Torah and the Shekhanach bring this Gemara as one sif with our sugya. The Gemara over there is talking about a Bechor. And they're talking about the Kedusha of a Bechor, and the when is the Chal, the Kedusha of the Bechor. It's not talking about Ben Pakua. It's not talking about anything like that. When is the Chal the Kedusha L'Bechor? When there's a Leida. B'chor Yatza Roish or Roiv. So the one wants to know, Boi Rava, Holchu Be'evarim Achar Haroiv, Eloi Holchu Be'evarim Achar Haroiv. Do Evarim, is there a Torah's Roiv on Evarim or not? So the Gemara wants to know what's the case. The first option, Yotza Roiv, maybe Roiv the NO went out, but what made up the last Roiv is a Miat Aver. So let's say you had 49% of the animals out, and then you had a Miat Aver goes out, making it Roiv. So do you say that since what's making it Roiv is only a Miat Aver, since the Roiv of that Aver is still inside, maybe the Miat Aver is Nimshach back inside, and it's not considered a Leida? So the Gemara on that says that if it's roiv of the animals outside, kulam leishav kinan ruba de aver ruba de uber and azina basa ruba de aver. So it's going to be for sure yolid. So about what is the mafkamina? The mafkamina is mechza beroiv aver. So you have half the animal, but made up, but part of that half includes a roiv of one aver. So do you say there's a that halchu beivar nachar a roiv to say that the meat of that aver is like it's outside, and now it's considered roiv of the animals outside and it's yolid. Rashi, in that whole sugya, doesn't say anything about our sugya. It's a nice shayla. Halchu beivar nachar roiv, and it's a nice shayla. Okay, it doesn't say anything about our sugya b'chlal. The Ramban and the Rashba bring in our sugya, and they go back and forth to explain how does that sugya shtim with, is it dafkin the mandamar yesh le deivarim, is it going the mandamar ein le deivarim, what's the gemar going in? And they end up saying it's going like both. So let's just take the last ibaya, which is the maskana. The maskana of the Gemara is the easier case, is mechza of the maskana of the Gemara is talking about mechza is out, beroiv aver. Okay? So mechza is out with roiv aver. So zok the Ramban, this is a shayla in both shitas. In the mandamar ein lei delevarim, it's a shayla, because even though he holds ein lei delevarim, you know why he holds ein lei delevarim? He holds ein lei delevarim because roiv of the animal's inside. So therefore, you don't don a teres leida on the aver by itself. But here, where there's no roiv inside, because mechtz is outside, so mele is nothing telling me it has to be nido and achar either side. Then avada he holds leida leivarim, and therefore he would don that you could have the miat aver considered outside. Or do you say that even the man reish leida maybe it won't work for bechor because? Depends how you learn that line in the Ramban, but I'm just for the purpose of this, 3 minutes, I'm going to say the easier way. For sure, as Masupik had to say the Ramban, that for the purpose of Bechor, you need a physical pet derechem. And Lemaisa, very nice Terth Leida, I'm Biz Morgan, but Lemaisa, he didn't leave. So just like the Gemara says, by Karchaser Besiv, the Gemara talks about, in it could be that if it didn't physically touch the Rechem, there's no Kudushas Bechor, so you have a Leida without touching the Rechem, so it won't help that there's a Leida Leivarim. But the Ramban is bringing in the sugya in Leida Leivarim both ways over here in this Gemara. Why is he doing that? So Chor to me is mashma that the Ramban is not and the Rashba are not going with what we said in Rashi. They're not going with in what we said in Rashi that the whole idea of the Leida is just to be kaver the makom of the Aver. They're really saying is that there is a teras Leida to an Uber to an Aver. An Aver, if it comes out, it can come out as if it's a leidadik, and it's here as somewhat of an independent thing. That it had a leida, I mean, it came out of the mother, it's separate from the mother, and it's now somewhat of an independent beria as an aver. It's still shaykh to the uber maybe, but basically it had a taras leida to it. And the mail of the Gemara's shayla over here is, by Bechor, that can you use the Leda of the Evarim to go and say, okay, so most of the animals born now, because once you put together all these Evarim that are born, you have most of the animal born. But it's a real Leda. That's what's Chara the Rishonim Ramash, but it's a real Leda. So Mamela, the Rishonim didn't learn, once you get into the Sugya of Leda Leivarim, that we're plugging it back into the Sugya of Chazar, no Chazar. Forget, in this Lashon of the Gemara, the Rishonim held not like Rashi. They held, we're going Basa Basada and Isser Chazara and Fartika Basa Basada. And that's not, we're not using the Leda to be Kaveya, how much you're Basada. You're Basada. Everyone, even Rabbi Yochanan holds like that. Everyone holds that you're basada. It's a separate issue. There's a new sugya of Leida Levarm that Zakter Hashem, even Rabbi Yochanan holds up technically. He just holds that since Reva that Uber is inside, so you can't down a separate Leida on the Aver. Lagabi Miyat, and it's just one nafkamina about the Miyat Aver. Can you down that the Miyat Aver had a Leida independently of the Uber, Lagabi the Din that's now Mufka from the mother, Mufka from the Shechita Sa'im. But it's a real Taurus Leida. So Mamela the Rishonim asked the Kasha that how could it be? So how did the Rishonim understand the suffix of the Gemara? So the suffix of the Gemara, if it went back, it had a Leida of the Uber, had a Leida of the Aver, and then another Leida of the Aver, and it went back in. Leida of the Aver went back in, Leida of the Aver went back in. So did that make up Roiv? Means there's a Shaila here. Maybe you can make when you have Roiv of the Avarm, had a Leida, does that make up a Leida's Uber also? But according to Rashi, that once you go back in, that you're back tuffle to the mother, so obviously you're mevatel. So what's the whole shayla of the Gemara? Teretz is the Tiferes Yankov Gavad Kapshat. This Gemara shayla is totally different. This Gemara shayla was that we're not using all the tzirif of the Leidas Evarim to make up a Leidas Uber. Leidas Uber is a separate mitzias than Leidas Aver. Leidas Aver is just Legabi Malkum. Leidas Uber is a real birth, and Legabi Leidas Uber there's no shayla. If the mother gave birth and had a Maisa Leida, let's say, like Tosa says, there was a Maisa that it was Moitzi one Aver, and it was Moitzi another Aver, and the Maisa, Roiva the mother gave birth to Roiva the Avarim, so that alone maybe is a reason to Dan that there's a Leida here, Mitzad the Uber also. The only reason, and the next Gemara is an Intim to Lema on that since there's no Aver Uber outside because it's cut up, so maybe there's nothing being covered that there's an Uber, there's a Leida. But we're not using the combination of all the Leidas Avarims to make a Leidas Uber, because according to Rashi, there's no such thing as a Leidas Aver. It's just how to look at it outside. So it's a brand new Shaila. So it has nothing to do with that, is the fact that if you go back inside, it's Mutter. It's a new Shaila. The Maisa went out once it went out once, and this one went out once, and this one went out once. Is that enough to make that eventually there's a Leidas Uber as well? So this would be the Machloikas between the Rashi and the Rishonim, both here, and that Sugya that is laid the Levarm. According to Rashi, laid the Levarm is just a way to dan basa basada. It's a way to see us, that we look at you outside. According to the Rishonim, laid the Levarm is a real Taurus Leida that we could. It's like it's born. It's separate from the mother to a certain degree, and it's not a bad basa basada. Mamela, they have these two sugyas that you could combine laid the Levarm to make a real Leida, and that's why Rashi Taka here did not bring in that. Did not bring it. Rashi and the Fine did not bring in the sugya of Leida Levarim.